This goes to Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Beth, B-E-T-H, Lafferty, L-A-F-F-E-R-T-Y. Date of birth, 11-26-1953. Dear Christina, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Lafferty, who was seen in consultation on September 23rd of 2025 with stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She's been feeling well since her initial consultation, and her weight is down 4 pounds since she was seen in consultation. She has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation and has not used any kind of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs since she was asked to stop those. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. She voids inadequate amounts, and there's no cloudiness or blood, no dysuria, no incontinence, no edema, and no excessive pain. Medications, I'll highlight Cardizem, 120 milligram daily. She takes Singulair, 10 milligram at bedtime. Lisinopril is 10 milligram daily. She uses Crestor, Xanaflex, 2 milligram at bedtime, and a low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 99 pounds. Pulse is 104, and blood pressure is 112 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, flat, and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs and diagnostic studies. She did have a renal artery Doppler study done, and it showed there was less than 60% renal artery stenosis on the left and possibly greater than 60% on the right. Blood pressure is very well controlled on her low-dose lisinopril and Cardizem also. And lab studies were done January 30th of 2026. Creatinine was slightly higher than previous levels of 1.38 and 1.44. Sodium is 134, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 26, calcium is 9.9, albumin 4.5, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin is 13.1 with a normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis, it looked like she may have had a mild urinary tract infection. It showed 1+ bacteria, large amount of leukocyte esterase, a trace of blood, no protein, and it was slightly cloudy when checked. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 34. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels. We've asked her to have lab studies checked again in March to check for progression versus return to baseline. 2, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.